It's a story you've heard before.
Play hard, play fast,
get a power play opportunity, and give up a shorthanded goal. In fact, that's a story you've heard five times already this season, and none of the previous four heard as much as last night. That's because Bemidji State had a chance to knock off the fifth-ranked Huskies from Tech. Don't let it slip
away. Shorthanded, here they come. In between the circles, they score. C.J. Ike, the Beavers, coughed it up at their own blue line. Ike came in all alone and roofed it. 1-0 Michigan Tech.
I think that's five shorthanded goals in the first nine games of the year.
It's a backbreaker. It's a simple play, and I don't know, again, whatever. I don't even want to go over it. I've watched it five times already, and it's just, again, when it rains, it pours. And
that's right. Michigan Tech wasn't as good last night as they've been.
Tech wasn't great tonight. That's the problem. Again, they weren't clicking at all, and it was a perfect opportunity for us at home, and you know, we didn't get it done.
Your Beavers might have let one slip away last night. But the great thing about college hockey is you always have a game on Saturday. So Miles and Jerry Fitzgerald, what needs to be done to get more offense and fix the power play?
Just getting pucks deep and being puck hungry, just being on the puck and playing Beaver hockey.
You got to play smart and you got to keep the risky plays away and just shoot pucks when you can.
Another recurring storyline this year, this time a good one, is that Bemidji State never quits. Late in the second period, the puck popped out to Brett Beauvais, who let one rip, only to have it tipped by Marcus Gerbrandt.
Wendell pushes up the near side boards. Brennan Harms. Harms has a seam, throws it off of a body out front. Marcus Gerbrandt comes in. Gerbrandt loses the puck. Into the high slot, Beauvais with a drive. He scores!
That Gerbrandt tip took the first career goal off the books for Beauvais, but it still got the Beavers within one. That's all the closer they would get, though, letting a chance to knock off the Huskies slip through their fingers.
You want to nick those teams when you can, and when they, mostly on a Friday, and they still have the bus legs, and we had good intensity, too. I mean, not taking anything away from our guys, because we had very good intensity. We had good puck hunger. That was good.
We'll see if the Beavers' power play can score tonight and keep the Huskies off the board. Bonusa pregame show is next on the Beaver Radio Network.